This is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. The Census Bureau released a report this week that shows that the number of people speaking a language other than English has nearly tripled over the last three decades, outpacing population growth. Spanish remains the most widely spoken language after English, but other languages, particularly those from South Asia and Africa, have also increased in use. But while there is an increase in non-English, it appears that English speaking is not on the decline. People are just becoming more bilingual with the language that they use at home with family and friends, and then they speak English just fine when they go to work and at school. This shows us that language diversity is a growing part of America and not a threat to common communication through English. To help us talk more about this study and reaction to it, Camille Smith joins us from the U.S. Census Bureau. Camille, welcome to The Source.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thanks. All right, and also we want to hear from our callers. The number to call to join us, the conversation, the number is 614-8980, 614-8980. So the name of the study, Language Use in the United States, 2011, and what do you think are the highlights of this report, Camille?
Right. It is called Language Use in the United States 2011. And let me back up just for a second and say that this report actually uses data from the American Community Survey. And it shows the number of people who spoke a language other than English at home, as well as their ability to speak English by selected social and demographic characteristics. Some of the highlights are, as you mentioned, the fact that of the 291.5 million people age 5 and older, 60.6 million, or 21%, speak a language other than English at home. But out of that, most people who speak a language other than English at home also reported that they spoke English very well at 58%.
Now, is that self-reporting? Do they decide themselves that they speak English very well or not too good?
That is correct. It is a totally self-reported question. It is actually from three questions on the questionnaire. The first question asks whether or not a person speaks a language other than English at home. They answer yes or no. If they answer yes, then they are they write in what language that is, and then from there, they check off how well the person speaks English, whether that's very well, well, not well, or not at all.
And Spanish is the dominant non-English language that is spoken in the United States.
That is correct. Spanish is the dominant language. There were also six other languages in 2011 that were spoken at home by at least 1 million people, and those include Chinese, which had 2.9 million people, Tagalog at 1.6 million, Vietnamese at 1.4 million, French, German, and Korean as well.
So in the report also, you point out that Laredo, Texas, just 150 miles to the south of San Antonio, is the city that has the most non-English speaking at home, 92%?
That is correct. Laredo, Texas was actually among quite, or several, I should say, metro areas that were located on the border, you know, in Texas, where we did see a high number or a high percentage who spoke a language other than English actually speaking Spanish as well. So Laredo, Texas actually had a very high number in addition to McAllen-Eatonburg, Mission, El Paso, Texas, and Brownsville, Harlingen, Texas.
Do you have any data about this English use or non-English use in San Antonio?
Let me see. I believe I do have that information in front of me. San Antonio, Texas. Let me just take a quick look here. Yes, San Antonio, Texas had 38% of the population who spoke a language other than English. And of those people, 91.8% spoke Spanish, and then smaller percentages, other Indo-European languages at 4.1%, Asian and Pacific Island languages at 3%, and other languages at 1.1%.
So I guess so. San Antonio just does come out as a city that is a big non-English speaking city. As we use a non-English at home compared.
Right, that is correct. So we're using the percent of people who speak a language other than English at home.
Now, it's, you know, the phrase non-English, you know, this is what we used to call a foreign language, you know, not that long ago. Now, is it no longer PC to call Spanish a foreign language?
I don't know if I would necessarily that. Non-English languages, we also have among the Census Bureau a number of Native American languages that we include, as well as speakers of people who speak a language other than English at home. So I wouldn't necessarily have a comment about that.
Sure, sure. I can, but you know, is it really a foreign language when you have so many people speaking it, you know, inside the nation? It's a domestic use of a non-English language. And with your report, it shows that the United States is now the fifth largest Spanish-speaking country in the world.
Correct. And again, we don't tend to use that word foreign language within our report. We refer to it as a language other than English or non-English language.
But so the trend of it, of people being able to speak English well, even though their first language may not be English, or they have a non-English language at home, it's holding steady. We're not seeing a decline in that.
Right. That is correct. We're not necessarily seeing a decline in that.
That's an interesting, I mean, that's an important fact. I mean, that's an important data point in your report, because there are some people that look at we're seeing an increase in non-English speaking language in the United States, but that is not degrading how well or how widely English is being used.
That is correct. And what I would say is, over the past several years, especially if we're kind of looking at the change between even as recent as 2007 to 2011, what we find is, of the total population 5 and older who spoke a language other than English at home and spoke English very, very well, it has held pretty steady at 8.7%. In 2000, that number was actually 8.1%. So there was a little rise between 2000 and 2007, but from about 2000 to 2011, it has been holding pretty steady at 8.7%.
And y'all do this study how often?
The ACS actually provides data on a yearly basis. So one of the great advantages of it is that it actually provides data for very, very small levels of geography. So if a person was interested in finding out what's going on, not even just within their metro area, but what might be going on within their city or their block group or their specific community, they can actually get that type of information from the American Community Survey.
Camille Smith, a statistician from the U.S. Census, talking about the report, Language Use in the United States 2011, talking about how there's an increase in non-English speakers over the past three decades, but people are holding steady with their ability to use English well out in the, you know, in the business world and on campus. Camille, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate that. When we come back, we're going to talk about the documentary Blackfish, about orca whales and how they're being cared for at SeaWorld parks across the country. This is The Source on KSTX. We will be right back.